He brought him, it tells us, if you'll open your Bible, if you have one, to chapter 13 of Genesis. And so what we're going to do, and I'm thinking probably, maybe 15 minutes after, is that good? We're going to look a little bit at the decisions that Abram made. We're going to look for signs that were along the side of the road, and we're going to look for decisions that Lot made. And we're going to let you come to some conclusions. So it says here that Abram, chapter 13, verse 1, he went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold. He went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now I want you to notice something, and I'm speaking now to young people. Lot was there. He was there. He was a follower. He was not a man that had been exercised about the Lord. Where Abraham went, he said, I'll go. Where Abraham, he said, I see God's blessing is with him. I'm going to follow along with him. I'm going to kind of be on his coattails. Listen, dear young person, older one, that's not what the Lord wants out of you. He doesn't want you following because somebody else is following. He doesn't want you following just because mother and dad is following. He wants you following him because you love him and you want to know his way for your life. I say again, isn't it a wonderful thing that the one that spoke the world into existence comes right down to where you are. And he says to you and I will guide you with mine eye. I will lead you. I will provide. Does that sound good to you? Does it sound good that you can bow your head anytime, any place, and talk to this one about the path that is before you? Abram comes back. I wonder if there's one here that's been, maybe you've been at a distance. You've not been following in the way that you know the Lord would have you to follow. And you hear a voice that's speaking now. Let me tell you, that's not my voice. That's not the voice of the one that is speaking into the mic. That voice comes from the one who knows your heart, who knows your circumstances. And he says, listen, I want to draw you back. I want you to come back to the place of communion. I want you to come back to the place where the altar was. The Lord says, I remember the beginning with you. I remember the day that you gave your life to me. Come back. Come back. I want to follow with you. And I want to enjoy that fellowship and that communion that we had at one time. This is where Abram comes back to, unto the place of the altar. The altar is approach to God, isn't it? It was the place of the beginning of blessing in our lives. It was the altar that he had made there at the first. You see, he had left and he had gone down, and by the grace of God, he is now back to that place again. Wonderful thing. I expect there's, if you talk to many of us that are older, you will talk to some here in this building that know what it is to have walked at a distance and heard the Lord's voice just like this, asking us, come back. Come back to where the altar was. Come back to where things were at the first. I miss that fellowship with you. So here it was that Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now, I want us to see that his journey didn't stop here. You're on a journey. I'm putting you in the car. Maybe you're on a camel. Maybe Abram was on a camel. I don't know what he rode. But he's on a journey, and Lot is on a journey. And it says they're going forward, and they come to this place. It's like a T. What do we call that? An intersection? Yeah. Maybe there was a stop sign there. And in big bold letters, there's an arrow going to the right. It points to the plains of Mamre, Hebron, Eshcol. It's wonderful. Abram saw that sign. And Lot saw that sign. It was there for both of them. The sign was there for both of them. And by the grace of God, they had come into this circumstances where that they, Lot says, you know, there was strife. The land is not big enough for all of us. And somebody mentioned a sign. It's yellow. I saw it many times on my way up here Friday or Thursday. It's when you're pulling onto the interstate and it begins with a Y. Yield. That's exactly right. Now let us realize something. I don't have a nature that will yield just by itself. You don't either. Yielding is contrary to the old man that is in me, to the old nature that I have. I find that I have a will within me that wants to do its own thing. I want others to yield. Are you that way? I want others to give in to me. And the Lord says, I'm going to come into your life and I'm going to change you so that others see that there is this difference in you, that you are willing to yield. So here comes Mr. Abram up to that stop sign or that yield sign, and here comes Lot. Who yielded? Who yielded? Abram. Abram yielded. He said what nature would never say. He said, listen, Lot, you choose. I'll take what's left. You choose what's on the left or the right. I'll take what's on the left. You choose what's on the left. I'll take what's on the right. Young people, remember again consequences. Remember those things that happen because of the decisions that we have made. We've often said to the young people at Grove City, it doesn't seem fair that the biggest decisions you make in life, you make many of them before you're 20 or 25 years old. The choice of a husband, the choice of a wife, the choice of an occupation, a career, where you're going to go to school, whether you're going to get into the current of things that are going on in this world. It's a desperate world. I have a nephew that is on drugs. Pitiful. He made a bad choice. And with that bad choice came horrible circumstances in his life. Others choose alcohol. Others say, I'm going to live however I want to. I'm going to do whatever I want to. These are decisions that you have to make. Other people have made them. But you're now driving that automobile. You've got to make those decisions for yourself. Am I going in that direction? Am I going to follow the Lord, or am I going to follow the prince of the power of the air? What solemn things.